Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another memorable hour of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. What a show we've lined up for you. We're proud to present The Music of Mancini. A celebrated composer, arranger, and conductor, Henry Mancini is fondly known for his prolific work in cinema and television. He still holds the record for the most Grammys won in a five-decade career, 20, plus a posthumous award for lifetime achievement. Born to Italian parents, Enrico Nicola Mancini was a product of Middle America, born in Cleveland and growing up near Pittsburgh. Mancini attended the Juilliard School of Music in New York. In 1943, his studies were interrupted when he was drafted into the U.S. Army. He actually participated in the liberation of a concentration camp in Germany. After the war, he joined Tex Beneke as a pianist and arranger of music originally composed by Glenn Miller. Hollywood took notice, and Mancini was hired by Universal in 1952. The studio's legacy ensured his work on important science fiction pictures, including The Creature from the Black Lagoon and It Came from Outer Space. He received his first Oscar nomination by composing the original score for The Glenn Miller Story. When he left Universal and began collaborating with Blake Edwards, Henry Mancini had found his creative home, beginning with his introduction to television themes. Here's what folks at home first heard when they turned on the tube to watch Peter Gunn and Mr. Lucky. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Today, Forgotten Hollywood is spending time with Henry Mancini. He was a pioneer that infused jazz into his television and film scores. Incidentally, his relationship with Blake Edwards lasted over 35 years, and they collaborated on nearly 30 films. Beginning in 1962, Mancini was celebrated as an A-list composer of cinematic music after he won two Academy Awards for his work on Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the following year winning another Oscar for Best Song in Days of Wine and Roses. This is a personal favorite of mine on Forgotten Hollywood. Audrey Hepburn, David Niven, Peter Sellers, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, and Natalie Wood. I'm Manny Pacheco, and only Henry Mancini could conjure up a theme for a John Wayne film taking place in Africa that sounded like, well, the baby elephant walk, as he did in 1962. Thank you. The magic of Henry Mancini is our focus this hour. An amiable sort, the composer was never one to burn a bridge. When Stanley Donen at Universal needed a European theme for his newest film starring Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn, he immediately called Mancini. Hepburn was also convinced that this music would thematically enhance the plot, since she had worked with him in Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's Charade on Forgotten Hollywood. Combination, Forgotten Hollywood and Henry Mancini. Blake Edwards was truly impressed with the Italian overtones of Charade. He asked Mancini to reach back into his family roots for music used in The Pink Panther. It Had Better Be Tonight harkened the sound of his parents' hometown in the Abruzzo region of Italy. Meanwhile, the motion picture theme might be the tune for which the composer is best remembered, stylishly capturing his jazz roots from his work on television of the 1950s. Let's listen to both on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you. Svelia stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we name it, say, fa subito. If you're ever gonna kiss me, it had better be tonight, while the mandolins are playing and stars are bright. If you've anything to tell me, it had better be tonight, or somebody else may tell me and whisper the words just right. Meglio stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we name it, say, fa subito. For this poor Americano, who knows little of your speech, be a nice Italiano and start to teach. Show me how in old Milano lovers hold each other tight. But I warn you, sweet paisano, it had better be tonight. Meglio stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we made it, say, fa subito.
In Italian, it had better be tonight was also called Meglio stasera on Forgotten Hollywood. Blake Edwards wanted to capture the magic of Stanley Kramer's It's a Mad, 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 Mad World in The Great Race. He didn't. The critics panned the motion picture as an overblown attempt at slapstick, which fell flat. Audiences, for the most part, agreed. Part of the reason, Edwards settled on Tony Curtis for the role he designed for Burt Lancaster. Another problem, the duo casting of Jack Lemmon caused the film to be more annoying than funny. Peter Falk, Vivian Vance, and Keenan Wynn offered amazingly stellar support, but the film was too long. Of course, when it came to song interludes, Edwards took no chances. He hired Henry Mancini, and he delivered. Forgotten Hollywood captures the musical highlights of this candidly comedic dud.
He sleeps out there, out where the coyotes wail. The reason he ain't at the bar with the boys makes quite a dismal tale.
He shouldn't have had an oughtn't swing on me. He oughtn't have shouldn't have had a nursery. You don't get many callers sleeping on the lone prairie. But he shouldn't have had an oughtn't swing on me. All you boys remember Harry the Wrangler. I was set to marry a long man, strong man. When he yells, I'm from Texas, and socks me in my solar plexus. Well, having normal good reflexes, I knocked him on his can. He shouldn't have had an oughtn't have flapped my eye. I'm really a lovable, peaceable kind of guy. I wouldn't scare a rabbit, and I couldn't harm a flea. But he shouldn't have had an oughtn't have swing on me. This here job is mighty trying. Sometimes the room is fairly flying with highballs, eyeballs. One guy till somebody got him, tore up the joint from top to bottom. I think I was the one that shot him, as near as I recall. He shouldn't have had an oughtn't to swing on me.
No, no.
He massacred 8 or 9 men at the Lazy Bee. He then took on the sheriff, sheriff's deputy. But he shouldn't have had an oughtn't to swing on me. If this story has a moral, it's when you're looking for a quarrel or showdown.
slow down.
Slow down.
If by now you haven't mastered the gentle art of getting plastered, you're just a lowdown. You ain't mastered the motto of our town. You should not have the heart and the start no fight. Our burying ground is a most impressive sight. The message on them tombstones is as simple as can be. He shouldn't have had the heart and the swing on me. He shouldn't have had the heart and the swing on me.
A tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one waiting for, it blossoms and vine will burst into sight, and your love will be true
Take a short break from the music of Henry Mancini on Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Thank you.
The American public caught on to the Mancini sound. Billboard magazine reported in 1969 and 1970 that the composer was now a popular instrumental artist. His love theme interpretations of Romeo and Juliet and Love Story reached the top of the charts in successive years. Television producers took notice. He was hired to host a variety show presented in a style similar to the Lawrence Welk program. It was appropriately called the Mancini Generation. Let's turn on the tube and remember the 1972 short-lived Summer Replacement on NBC. This is a true forgotten Hollywood gem. Introducing a whole new generation of radio listeners to Henry Mancini on Forgotten Hollywood. Though society's tastes in music changed in the 1970s, Hollywood figured Mancini would adapt. They were right. He was hired to score films as Sometimes a Great Notion, The Great Waldo Pepper, and a slew of Pink Panther sequels. He also created the television themes for What's Happening, Remington Steele, and Newhart, among others. Henry Mancini hit a home run when he created the score for a little comedy called Silver Streak in 1976. Starring Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor, and Jill Klaber, this film had a tremendous script, witty dialogue, and A-list work by Mancini. I popped the DVD of Silver Streak into the player. Let's check it out on Forgotten Hollywood. Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Our salute to Henry Mancini today should also celebrate his lifelong wish and mission to encourage aspiring musicians. The Henry Mancini Institute offers a summer program that offers students the opportunity to compose, arrange, and perform for motion pictures, jazz venues, chamber music, and other musical forms. Mancini's widow, Jenny, takes an active part in the Institute and supporting the training of students who want to be professionals and make a life in music. Turning now to the movie archives, Manny, two items about silent movies are worth mentioning. In Orange County, California, the old courthouse, the site of many movies, is where people found the exhibit called On Location, Silent Films in Orange County. Between 1910 and 1928, Orange County was considered Hollywood's backlot. Photos, props, posters, replica costumes were put on display. It's good to see there are others out there who believe as we do, that is to say, let's never forget. The second history note is courtesy of Leonard Maltin, who asked if we knew where did Charlie Chaplin stage a throwaway gag in this classic 1931 movie, City Lights. The best authority on questions like this is John Bengston. His website is a true destination for movie buffs. It is called silentlocations.wordpress.com. silentlocations.wordpress.com. Check it out. Well, Manny, the backlot has traveled from sound to silent this week, but now it's time to get back to Mancini. What's your favorite Mancini song? I have two, Baby Elephant Walk and Peter Gunn. What's yours?
I love Melios da Seda from the Pink Panther. It's, to me, just a wonderful exotic European flavor. I love that one.
And it makes everyone feel in the pink.
Exactly. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate this week's On the Backlot report. And our producer, Steve Guzman, as usual, we appreciate your detailed effort. We conclude our program about Henry Mancini with a theme he created for NBC Universal. The Sunday Mystery Movie was an anthology series featuring Peter Falk as Columbo, Dennis Weaver as McCloud, Rock Hudson and Susan St. James as McMillan and wife, and later Jack Klugman as Quincy M.E., and on a Wednesday spinoff, Richard Widmark as Madigan and George Pippard, who co-starred in Breakfast at Tiffany's, as Banachek. What an all-star lineup. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.